This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company, and you better listen up to this one because I think it's going to be a home run, and that's my personal opinion. We're talking about CB Scientific, Inc. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol CBSC. And with us today is the CEO and the president, going to bring us up to speed on his flagship product called MyCam monitoring device. No other than Chip Martin is with us. Chip, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Everett. It's great to be here today.
Before we get started on the Q&A, give my listeners just a little bit of about statement of what you guys do and who you are.
Super. Well, you know, CB Scientific has actually changed most people that went to search the CBSC marking prior to us, to the acquisition that took place in June, would have found us as a THC and a CBD lab testing business prior to this. We bought, we actually purchased back the stock and then used that stock to purchase an ambulatory cardiac device and its associated cloud-based software from a company called Prevet Healthcare out of Canada. And that placed us right into the ambulatory device testing marketplace, which basically allows us to deal with the early detection of cardiac heart rhythms in hospitals and with cardiologists and physicians around the world in the efforts to try to earlier diagnose ECG and decrease the amount of deaths that are related to heart failure.
Right now, you guys are on a trajectory, if you will, to take this product out to the masses. I believe that it's already approved in the United States. You're trying to get approval in China. That being said, what is the new direction for the company?
So the company, so today with the ambulatory remote cardiac event monitoring, today there are actually four testing modalities, if you will, that are offered. One of them is a test that's been around 50-plus years called Holter. It's a 24-hour test where a device is worn by a patient and it records the ECG over that one-day period. Patient brings the device back in and then that's analyzed on a software computer and the report is spit out and then diagnosed. The issue with that is that particular device, if the patient does not have the arrhythmia that you're looking for or experience a problem, that you're not going to be able to capture anything within that 24 hours. Another test that's been out and kind of spun off that has been cardiac event monitoring, and that's what our device is. And that's a device that actually can be worn for up to 30 days. The battery basically doesn't have to be changed. The patient still wears the device throughout this period of time. They take it off when they want to shower and things like that. But they do wear it throughout their daily activities. And that device, instead of recording everything, looks to record basically a snapshot around when a rhythm problem might occur. Either when the patient is feeling unusual, say they're lightheaded, they're dizzy, they're faint, they'll push a button on the device. It'll freeze a portion of the ECG in memory and then continue to record for a period after that. And that snapshot then can be transmitted through either a landline phone or our smartphone apps that we have that we offer on iOS and Android platform up into the cloud and basically received in a lab. And that ECG example is presented to the physician, who then can rule out whether there was a cardiac problem around that symptom. The device also has a sophisticated algorithm in it that looks at fast and slow and irregular heart rates, delayed heart rates, and if the device itself sees something around that window, it too will take a recording of the ECG, and therefore when the patient transmits in, the doctor gets that device as well because that would be called an asymptomatic recording. That particular application has evolved into what's called cardiac event monitoring, which is on the marketplace today, primarily in the U.S., and cardiac event monitoring mobile cardiac telemetry is basically a cardiac event monitor. So in other words, it's still looking for the snapshots. It's got an algorithm same way that a cardiac event monitor functions, except it also stores every beat of the recording period that can be retrieved later if needed, if the doctor wanted more information. It's a much more expensive test and it's a little more cumbersome, but nevertheless, if you need more additional information, you could go to that more advanced test. Finally, Holter has now come out with devices that are now extended up to 14 days where a patient wears the device. It is not doing any communication back with a lab or that. It's just a kind of a acquiring ECG for up to 14 days. That device is then sent in, and you get a much more detailed event on that. All of them have their place in the market, but our primary focus right now has been Asia and the Asian countries, Thailand, Malaysia, Singapore, and as you talked about, we're in clinical trials in China as well for our device today. And primarily the reason for that is what they use typically there is just Holter. They really don't have MCT there, and they don't have extended Holter there today. And so they find that their diagnostic yields, in other words, the outcome being able to capture an arrhythmia, are much lower due to Holter. It takes longer to capture an arrhythmia, and for them to do any testing, like put a pacemaker in, do an ablation, do any follow-up, they have to be able to prove that the patient has an arrhythmia first. And so our device is rather intriguing there. It is approved because of the U.S. 510K, FDA U.S. 510K certification. It is approved for use in Thailand, Malaysia, and Singapore, and we're looking to launch those markets relatively soon. Thailand actually has just started, and the other markets are coming on relatively soon here.
Couple questions. One, I want to know the potential for the growth here. How are you getting your story out, and what is your marketing plan?
When you look at heart disease and its impact around the world, I think it's important for everybody to know. The WHO, for instance, says that heart disease, cardiovascular disease, takes the lives of 17.9 million people every year. That's 31% of the global population.
Wow.
Yeah, it's actually 40% in China because they're not as effective. They're only using Holter there, right, to try to do the early diagnosis. They further state that by 2030, that number is going to grow to 23.6 million people that will die from heart disease, mainly heart attacks, mainly heart disease and stroke. If you take in the U.S., the CDC says that one person dies from heart disease every 36 seconds, and this affects men and women from all racial and ethnic groups. That's one in four deaths in the United States, and the cost of heart disease to the U.S. is $219 billion each year. And things that contribute ever to heart disease include the fact that, you know, we're getting older. We've got an increasing geriatric population around the world.
Right.
And we have a rise in patients suffering from lifestyle disease like diabetes.
Yep.
Somebody that has diabetes, high blood pressure, obesity, those that have had a stroke, you know, heart attacks and heart failure. So, you know, this isn't going away, and there's a real demand for early diagnosis and detection of these arrhythmias. Early detection reduces overall death rates because the heart problems are identified and dealt with proactively. Additionally, early detection is the key to improving the high cost of care and improving the quality of life for patients. And so, you know, we look to include the diagnostic yield and the effectiveness by decreasing death by offering a device like this. And so, in the United States, for instance, all four of those modalities, those testing modalities I talked about, they're all reimbursed by insurance. So insurance companies see the fact that there's benefits in early detection, especially in the cost savings aspect of it, and the quality of life. And so, therefore, you know, when you get new procedures that come out that say they're going to be the next greatest thing, you ask, are they paid for by insurance?
Right.
A lot of great ideas in the medical field. You know, I've been in this 36 years. You always get some guy that comes out with a great idea and he wants to pitch it to hospitals and physicians, and then you turn around and they go, well, is it paid for? Well, no, not yet. And so typically what talks about the effectiveness of a device is whether or not the Centers for Medical Services.
Well, we got about 2 minutes left, and I got a couple more questions that I want to get out there, and I'm sure that my listeners want to know too. One, right now you guys are basically pre-revenue with a market cap of $122 million. When do you think that serious revenues are going to start falling on the balance sheet? One, and tell us some of the milestones that you need to achieve or how you're going to get there.
So first of all, you know, the point of least resistance is to get these three distributors up and running in Thailand, Malaysia, and Singapore. The devices are already approved there regulatory-wise. You know, they can be imported. Their portals are all set. Their DID numbers are all set. They're set to go. And we would have had revenues coming in from those countries by now, but the coronavirus locked down those countries. And so we're just now getting to where Thailand has product. Malaysia will be getting product next month, and Singapore shortly thereafter. And so we look for their outreach to ramp up relatively quickly here, and we would look for some you know, decent revenue is coming out of that area come by some, let's say, May or June.
Got it.
Okay, so then after that, we're in the process. We have a definitive purchase agreement with a manufacturer here in the U.S. that was announced on OTC and also press release. That's Datrix, where they're now building our next version of the MyCam, as well as integrating their product, the Sirona, into our software for offering not only internationally, but expanding that here in the U.S. The second piece of that puzzle is for us to complete a definitive purchase agreement with a lab testing, an IDTF, independent device testing facility. And we're close to getting that done. We hope to get that done relatively soon here. When we can get that in place, then we have both pieces of the puzzle to be able to enter the U.S. market. And, you know, you get an idea of the U.S. market. I think that was $778 million in 2019, growing to $2.14 billion by 2027. For those four modalities that you're talking about in remote monitoring. So it's a growing market. We anticipate that'll be in place at the latest by May, as far as everything in place and owned by us, and then we'll be realizing those revenues shortly thereafter.
Chip, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Just real quickly, what do you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
Well, the first thing is that I think we're a good risk. I mean, clearly it is a risk, but nevertheless, I think we're positioned well. With the market that we're targeted focused on, we've got the experienced team and the proven device to be able to make an impact in this market. And at the end of the day, we would hope that they would see this as a great opportunity to take a chance on our company.
Chip Martin has been my guest today. If you want to take a look at a great company, especially getting on the ground floor of a healthcare company, remote cardiac monitoring products and services, take no further look than at looking at CB Scientific, Inc. You can find them on the OTC markets. Their ticker symbol is CBSC. Chip, thank you so much for coming on the show. Hopefully you become a regular, come back every 40 or 50 days, and please give us an update of what's going on.
I'd be happy to. Thank you for your time, Everett.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.